County's Bicentennial Committee presents the Bicentennial Journal, stories celebrating the rich history of Monroe County.
This is my Monroe County story. I'm Janet Anderson. I'm going to talk about the 19th Century Club that has been in Bloomington for 122 years continually. It was started in 1896 with six members calling themselves the 19th Century Bay Reading Club. This was a time when women stayed home, took care of their families, ran households, but still wanted some social activities. It was acceptable for them to meet in homes with friends, study, and debate with each other. Members would read books, have a review, discuss the books with the membership, and each member was required to participate. On February 1st, 1897, the membership delegates were elected to the Federation of City Clubs. Now, this later became the Local Council of Women. Every member of 19th Century Club joined LCW. The LCW was determined to have a hospital in Bloomington, and in 1906, the local council closed the trade for the Hopewell Place, the corner of First and Rogers, for $6,000 for a city hospital. The new hospital opened its doors November 30th. Over the years, our club donated money for the hospital. In 1917, the club furnished and maintained a room in the hospital. And we also bought the furniture, made the rugs, made the curtains, and then paid a maintenance fee every year to the hospital. It was started out at $15 and was increased to $20 in 1926. We've continued all these years to be involved with the hospital. But then the club decided to start a public library and asked the county commissioner's permission to use a room at the courthouse. They agreed. Professor Alley donated his entire collection of books to the library, and the membership donated books and received books from friends. The library flourished. Books were donated constantly, and our members worked the library when it was open. In 1912, a delegation of 19th century members traveled east to apply to the Carnegie Foundation. The request was funded, and by 1918, the Carnegie Library opened at the current location of Monroe County Historic Society. 1936, the club decided to fund a scholarship for a Monroe County High School student to attend Indiana University. And in 1966, another was established in memory of a longtime member who devoted her life trying to help children. These scholarships are still awarded each year. In the early 1900s, a difference in opinion of purpose develops. Some wanted it to be a service, and others wanted to continue the educational lessons. The group evolved into both. We continued the educational programs given by members until 1990s, and since then we have invited speakers. My membership goes back to the 70s, and I always remember the first book report I had to give. I was scared to death, and my colleagues were so gracious, and I soon learned this was a wonderful group of women, learned but not critical. One of my other vivid memories was when Dr. Wells was our guest speaker. At my house, I was a nervous wreck. He came in so gracious, and we had a wonderful, wonderful meeting with him. He's such a part of Bloomington history and IU history that it was a treat to have him with us. We have wonderful moments recorded in our meetings and treasury reports dating back to the very first meeting, and also membership yearbooks. We also have a handwritten copy of the first membership list of Local Council of Women. These records are now stored at the Monroe County Public Library. Our history is long and a real part of the celebration, 122 years and still active.
Join us next week for another edition of the Monroe County Bicentennial Journal.